The Divrei Torah tonight are Lili Nishmas, Tasha Esther Bas Yitzchak, Shoshav Aliyah, Mechayel Ohio. The end of this week's parasha, we have the showdown between Yaakov and Lavan. You know, Yaakov attempts escape, and Lavan catches up to him, and Yesh. Lavan warns him that he could do damage, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu warned him to stop. The thing we have to understand is, what would Lavan have done? And perhaps what he may have still attempted to do. Would he have really murdered his own son-in-law, his daughters, and his grandchildren? What does it mean? Lavan bikesh la kores hakol. What does HaKadosh mean by that? That he wanted to do even worse than what Paro wanted to do. But after they have this interesting exchange, Yaakov berates Lavan, and Lavan accuses Yaakov that he stole his property when he couldn't find anything because Rachel was sitting on it, Kayadua. So the way it ends is that Liktu Avanim, you know, they collect rocks and they make a wall, build a wall. Right? Has an ancient biblical source, build a wall. Mm-hmm. Right? Something very interesting to point out, and then they fight over the name. So Vayikarlo Lavan Yegarsa Dusa, Yaakov Karlo Galed. You know, so he gives him an Aramaic name, he gives it a Hebrew name. So what's going on there? You know, what was the whole? What did Lavan try to do? Why is the wall the solution? So the Maharal explains regarding what Lavan Bikesh Lakor Sako, he says in the Gvuras Hashem in his Pirush on the Haggadah. So like this, you know, Lavan says, Habinos binosai, Vatson Soni, Avaribarai, Vatson Soni, Vachasha Toroi, Lihu. Right, the daughters are my daughters, the kids are my kids, and the chattel, right, the flocks. Everything's mine. Right? So says the Maharal, that was Lavan Bikesh Lakor Sakol. How so? Because he wanted to strip us of our Jewish identity. You're not stuck with this separate nation business of being Am Yisrael and being a chosen people. You know, it's very racist and politically incorrect. And so you're Arameans, right? You come from you're all my children. You're from my nation. And that's why Yaakovinu's response is, after he hears that, is Liktu Avonim. Let's make a wall, right? Apartheid, right? No, we're not the same. We are not the same. And the amazing thing is that even with that wall being built, right? So Lavan tries to, as it were, pull the borders into his territory. And he calls it Yegar Saradusa. He gives it an Aramaic name, like his own language, as it were, to claim the wall into his own territory, so thus the wall is not really a division. Right? It's an amazing thing. You know, the Lashon Arami, Lavan's language, which is Yegar Sadusa's Galed in Aramaic, and Chazal tell us that Lashon Arami is Mikzaso Kodesh Mikzaso Chol. It's part holy, it's a composite, it's not a pure language. It has a little bit of Hebrew in it, that's why it's very similar. And it's also a Lashon Chol, it's not fully Lashon HaKodesh, it's a blur between Kodesh and Chol. It's not a coincidence that, Bavel is where they tried to make it was the first globalization movement, right? Safa Achas V'Dvarim Achadim, right? It was not a coincidence that it was in that place, even though at the time they're still speaking Hebrew, but nonetheless it was in that place as an attempt to pull together globalization and to erase, demarcations, right, between nations. And the exact HaKadosh Baruch Hu enforced just the opposite. It was Mefitz and Bol Al Sfasam mixed up their languages and, forcibly separated them. But Aramaic, which is the language, which is native to Bavel, is trying to undo that and try to be like a type of universal language, but universal in a very, very detrimental way, where the borders between Kodesh and Chol are blurred. And this is why the Maharal explains elsewhere that we know that our tefillos that do not go up through Malachim, or the Malachim don't are not involved with our tefillos that we say in Kaddish, right? Like Kaddish in Aramaic, right? Ain Malachim niskakim l'loshen Arami. Malachim can't They don't deal with things that are said in Aramaic. Right? So explains the Maharal, because every malch is a particular koach, is a particular force. As per Rashi in Parshas Vayera, ein malach oseh shtei shlichus, that it's a separate malach for each type of shlichus. Malachim are distinct forces. Aramaic is a blur, so they can't deal with it. It has to be either Kodesh or Chol. Aramaic is a blur. And that's what cheaters do. He was just an Arami. He was an Arab, but he was also a Ramai, right? He was a cheater, which are the same Oseus, Arami and Ramai. You know, a cheater always tries to blur. You know, that's not exactly what you said. This also passes. This also would be a good enough fulfilling the agreement. Right? The cheater always tries to blur. Right? And you can only blur, of course, if the two things that you're trying to pass off for the thing that you really should be giving is similar. If it would be totally dissimilar, you wouldn't be able to pull it off. Right? So of course, he brought in Leah instead of Rachel. But if you brought in, of course, a cow, you would have never gotten away with that. Right, they have to, but that's what it is, that the on the thin line of the border, the Ramai tries to blur those borders. And that's why the direct response of Yaakov Avinu, the immediate response is build a wall. You have to keep these things, you know, the Jewish identity separate and distinct and not confused. Because if Lavan would have succeeded in confusing the Jewish identity, that's called La'akoras HaKol. At least Paro didn't come to erode the Jewish ethos, the Jewish identity. He just wanted to kill the Scharim. But in the case of carried on the Jewish ethos, the Jewish, the Jewish race, he wanted to totally erase the shame of Klal Yisrael. Erase the name, erase Klal Yisrael as a category. Right? Just have it assimilated into being Arami. And that's why he made this wall. So now this wall, the Shlach Kodesh tells us, there's a day of the year. Right, that's connected that wall. But it's not just a day of the year, it's also a chag, as we're going to show. And that's Lag Ba'omer. Right? Lag is Oseus Gal. The Shlach Kar says a remez to Lag Ba'omer is Gal Eid. How so? Arami Oived Ovi Vayered Mitzrayim. We had to go into Golos Mitzrayim to get the Ra smelted out of us because of how Lavan tried to taint us and incorporate us into him instead of allowing Yaakov Avinu to finish the project started by Avraham and Yitzchak of making a separate and distinct nation. That's why we had to go down to the Kor HaBarzel. And it has to come as we become permanently distinct from all the other nations is when we get the Torah, we get our Taryag Mitzvahs, that takes us out of the Klal of Bnei Noach, because they only have 7, and we have 613. Matan Torah is, you know, the final cutoff point where we become the Jewish people, you know, with our 613 mitzvahs, as opposed to Bnei Noach, with their 7. The Indian of Lag B'Omer, explains the Shlach HaKadosh, is where we reach a certain juncture that where Mitzrayim is far enough behind us, right? And Matan Torah is ahead of us. We're on the other side of the wall. As it were, we've recovered from Lavan's wanting to taint us with the feeling, you know, not being a separate nation. We recover from it at Lag B'Omer. At Lag B'Omer, it's like we're called over the wall, right, closer to Matan Torah in sight, with Mitzrayim behind us. And that's the Indian of why Lag Ba'Omer is a chag of, you know, Pnimius HaTorah, of Kabbalah, because when you're looking at Torah like a goy from afar, you can't see the inner depth of the Torah. Lag Ba'Omer, we get over a wall, that we're on the inside of things. Those are two sides of a wall. There's one wall, side of the wall is called outside, the other side is called inside. Lag B'Omer, we make it over the wall. Now we're on the inside, and that's how we have a shachas to Pnimius HaTorah, what's on the inside of Torah. Our shachas to Pnimius HaTorah is from Lag B'Omer onwards. Right? But there's another chag like this, right? And that's Chanukah. Right? Interesting. You know, the Greeks, right? They did not destroy the Beis HaMikdash like the Babylonians, like the Romans. They broke in, and they defiled it. And that's the Lashon that we find in Mosur, Ufortzu Chomos Migdalai, they broke the walls. And like that, the Mishnah in Meseches Midas tells us that in there was a fence around Har HaBayis called the Sorag, and they made Yud Gimel Pritzim, they made 13 breaches, and when those breaches were repaired, right, so Chazal were metaken that every time your Omed connected that breach, you have to bow. They broke in, because the Greeks really did not want to destroy Am Yisrael. they want to cause Amisol to assimilate with them. Right? We shouldn't be separate and distinct with our Torah. They are jealous of our Torah that separates us from the rest of the world, as if their philosophy is not adequate. They blurred the boundaries. And that's why their Avera is called Ufortzu Chomazoy. They broke in and they made breaches and they infiltrated the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Breaking the boundaries that were already set up by Noach. Because right? After Shem and Yefes, right, came and covered Noach, so Noach says, Yaft Elokim li Yefes, v'yishkom bo leshem. Of course, we'll give beauty to Yefes, but he dwells in the tent of Shem, right? The tent, the inner space, right, is Al Shem, Shem, right, who is the progenitor of Klal Yisrael, and Yefes gets the beauty, which is external, right? And they say beauty is only skin deep, right? It's on the... So the external goes to Yefes, and the internal goes to Shem, right? And that, all Shem is the Beis HaMikdash. And that's where there's Pnimius, that's right, the inner meaning of life, where the Shechina is revealed. You know, the Pnimius, the inner chambers of reality are revealed over there. The purpose of life, things that are not visible on the surface are all revealed over there. Right, the Yevonim wanted to break in, and they wanted to erode the boundaries between Pnimius and Chitzonius. Erode the boundaries between Kodesh and Chol. And there's an amazing thing. Right after this encounter with Lavan, right, what's the next parasha? Vayishlach. Right? Vayivaser Yaakov Levado, Yivak Ishimo. What did he go back for? He went back for Rashi says, Chum Pachim Ketanim, says the Shloah Kodesh. That Pachim Ketanim was a precursor for the Pach Shem. Yaakovinu was Zoche to the potential for the Nes Chanukah after building the wall between him and Lavan. That was the Hachana, because there's going to be another struggle and another strife where they're going to try to erode the wall between Kedusha, Kodesh, and Chol. Right? Tzadikim and Rishoyim. Between Zaydin, Biados, Kei, Sarasecha, erode that wall. Right? So Yaakovin is Zoche to the Pach Shemen because of how he built the wall between him and Lavan. And it's written in Kisvei Ari, right, that the midah that we fix on the days of Hanukkah is hod, right? The midah of splendor. You know that the midah of splendor is what extends outwards, like karnei hod that extended out of Moshe Rabbeinu's face. That when stepping outwards, right, to be mashpia, you have to also remember what's in and what's out, and make sure that the boundaries are never eroded. And interestingly enough, the day of Lag BaOmer is Hod Shebahod, for those who say the Ribon Shalom. And that's what's brought down as far as why also on Lag BaOmer, it's not a real mitzvah to Rabban, but there's the minute to light the Medura, make light, reminiscent of the Hanukkah candles. These are very parallel ideas of that, of course, we should be Mashpia on the outside, or La'amin, Mashpia or outside, but don't forget what's in and what's out. And that's why you'll find an interesting thing by the halachas of Ner Chanukah, that the mitzvah is Ner Ishu Beso. Where do you light the candles? By the house. A person who is homeless is not chayav in Ner Chanukah. It's like mezuzah. You don't have a house, you don't put on a mezuzah, you don't do makkah. If you don't have a house, you don't do light Ner Chanukah if you're homeless and living in the street. And that's why they were metakin the bracha of Ri'as Ner Chanukah. It's for a person who doesn't have a house. He's not going to light that night. So he can make a bracha on the Chanukah candles that he sees. And because the whole eating of the Chag of Chanukah is to rebuild the walls between Pnim and Chutz. And that's why the house, you light at the house. The candles being Mashpia outwards. We want to be Mashpia in the outside of the world, but you have to remember what's in and what's out. Sometimes when you go out to be Mashpia, you lose yourself. And that's why it has to be within one tefach of the household. It means even though generally three tefachim is lovewood, by Ner Chanukah, if you light outside, it has to be within one tefach of the house. Mamish, like the opposite side of the mezuzah. Be mashpia outwards, but remember what's in and what's out. Never lose sight of those boundaries. So it says, has to do again with Thanksgiving, besides the fact that Hanukkah is lehodos ulehal, to give thanks. But the Zohar tells us, and this goes back to what we were saying before, a cheater can only successfully cheat and blur the boundaries if the two things are very similar. The Zohar says about Yavon, that they were the closest nation to Razad Memenusa. They were the closest nation to the truths of the Torah. With their philosophy, they got pretty close. The Rambam took his proofs for Metzias Hashem and Achduso, and that he has no body, took it all from Greek philosophy. They got close, and because they got close, you know, that's where you could have the confusion, where things are right up against the wall, and that's where you have to make sure to have the wall. Now, just add one more thing. Yaakov Avinu, before he goes to Beis Lavan, institutes the tefillah of Marav that we're going to daven, right? And right, the tefillah of Marav is, first of all, what you do at the time of darkness. Darkness is a time of confusion. Like the Mesil Sharm says, two types of darkness. Darkness, we don't see anything. There's a darkness where a statue looks like a person. A person looks like a statue. It's a darkness of confusion. And Yaakov Avinu instituted Marav in preparation for going to Beis Lavan. And also one more thing, Marav is a tefillas rishus. We're davening Marav here, no one's going anywhere. But you know, it was a tefillas rishus. The Rif already says that Am Yisrael accepted upon themselves as chover. You might wonder why they do that, right? But you know, it was by inception voluntary, because that's where confusion is. Marav is anti-confusion, right? Besides the darkness, but in Yoni Rishus, where it's not a clear chiv and it's not a clear iser. In Yoni Rishus is where the confusion is. And he said, no, turn in Yoni Rishus into Nochat Tfila. And you know, be machmir and you know, and get out of the confusion. Right? So the we're coming up to a chag, you know, from this wonderful nation. I mean this with the greatest sincerity, because if the liberals and leftists really hate America, America must be really doing something right. Right? And there was never such a nation. You know, if the Tzar said about Yovan, it's time, they're close to Rosamund, so that's because that's the way it was to date, right? But now this American nation has come very close to the, and extols the values of the Bible. Did you know, I just found out recently, Thanksgiving, they modeled after Sukkot, right? As I just said, it's their Chag HaOsev, and to give thanks, they're very close. The original right-wing American values are very, very close to Rosalind and Manusa, including building the wall, like we explained at the beginning of today's talk, right? Well, we have to definitely be Yad Echad, as Rav Zevin points out. Yaakov Avinu made the wall, you know, between him and Lavan. You know, it's a galazet lira'a. You don't cross this wall for anything bad, but for good you do cross the wall, right? To be mashpia. But you cross the wall for good, that involves also being mindful of the wall. So in a way, we have to definitely be grateful and make Yad Echad with the right wing of American society against the scourge of leftism and liberalism that's, you know, afflicting not just this country but the whole world. But not to lose sight of the boundaries, how to lemaisa, if or how, practice Thanksgiving. Yeah, that's refiner's job, right? What to do and how much turkey to eat, right? But it's interesting that we're coming with this challenge that we're dealing with the right wing of this culture so close to Rosalind Manusa. And there's definitely to be over the Gaul Latoiva, but always reminding of the Gaul and never Chas V'Shalom to assimilate.